For many people, these are days of joy. Finals week are over. It's over, and some of you graduated from university yesterday. Congratulations. Many of us are anticipating a bit of a break and seeing some family and friends at Christmas. The church calls today Gaudete Sunday, which is the Latin word. Gaudete is actually a command. Be joyful. We are commanded to be joyful. But the joy given by Christ is much more than the joy of achieving something. It is a joy that is received, not achieved. That second reading, St. Paul maps out the path to joy in three simple sentences. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in all circumstances, give thanks. This is not the kind of joy that comes from simply things going well in life. Remember, St. Paul, who wrote these words, was often in prison. He got beat up a lot. He was rejected and eventually beheaded. The joy that he speaks of is not from a lack of adversity, but in the face of adversity. The joy he speaks of comes from above, when the Holy Spirit invades our hearts. The joy he speaks of flows from prayer and being grateful in all circumstances. If we seek that kind of joy in our life, we are seeking Christ himself. But we can also be helped, I think, by some very practical advice on how to live a joyful life. Many people have found this practical advice in what is commonly referred to as the Serenity Prayer. Is it attributed to Reinhold Niebuhr, who was an influential American Protestant theologian of the last century? Now, many of you have probably heard the very first part of this prayer, which asks God for the grace to accept what we cannot change, the courage to change things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's really helpful. Good place to start. We want to have joy in our life. Fewer people, I think, know the second part of the Serenity Prayer. It continues on like this. Living one day at a time. Enjoying one moment at a time. Accepting hardships as the pathway to peace. Taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, and not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I might be reasonably happy in this life, and supremely happy with you forever and ever in the next. There are kind of three parts to this section. The first, living one day at a time. This is so that we are not so paralyzed by the anxieties of the future. This could happen, that could happen. What if this happens? It reminds us that we do not need to worry about tomorrow until, well, tomorrow. Living one day at a time. The second part is the acceptance of reality. The limitations of ourselves, the limitations of other people, the fact that we live in a fallen world. This is the part I struggle with the most myself. That instead of this constant frustration of thinking that somehow things outside of me need to be different for me to be happy. This prayer invites us to accept hardships. Adversity is the pathway to peace. Our challenges, our limitations, our struggles are God's will for us. That if we surrender to God's will, we have a shot at becoming holy, of becoming a saint. The third part is the goal of life is to be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy in the life to come. This means, I think, to drop all these unrealistic expectations of perfect happiness in this world. There is no perfect anything this side of heaven. No perfect life, no perfect marriage, no perfect family, no perfect parish, no perfect church. There's not even a perfect priest this side of heaven. Although Father Aaron comes very, very close to that. But when we drop this expectation of perfection, of not accepting limitations of ourselves or other people, then we have a shot at being happy, reasonably happy, in this life. May the very practical advice of the Serenity Prayer and the grace of the Eucharist we're about to celebrate lead each one of us to that joy that comes from Christ Himself. Gaudete, be joyful with a deep joy that no one and nothing can ever take from us.